Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If you're thinking about home improvement, home energy grants, if you're looking for them, if you've questions about them, if you just want to know more, you can send your voice notes in 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number, because Brian McIntyre, who's the programme manager at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, the SEAI, is with me in studio today to answer your questions. Brian, how's things?
Not too bad, Andrew. How are you?
Good. Tell us about the new grants, first of all.
Okay, so we've two phases of grants. The first one's kicked in at the start of February, so we've higher grants for attic and cavity insulation. A big increase in the grant for heat pumps, gone from 6,500 up to 12,500.
Right.
We have then the newer grants then that started yesterday. We have new grants for windows and doors. We also have a new grant for people in receipt of certain welfare payments, so they can get higher, basically 100% attic and cavity wall insulation. And we have a new grant as well for first-time buyers, so they can get essentially 100% grant for insulating their attic.
That's a big grant, yeah.
Yeah.
And sorry, with that use of first-time buyers, is that just on a new build?
Sorry, it's just for if the house was built before 2011 and it's their first purchase.
So first purchase.
It's just like, you know, yourself, everyone's money's fairly tight when you buy a house.
Absolutely.
And it's the first thing I did. It's the first thing I tell people to do is insulate their attic when you get a new house if the insulation is substandard. So it's definitely worthwhile.
The windows and doors grants, before I know we get a million questions about that, just tell me a little bit about that one.
Okay, so that is a grant to upgrade the windows and doors where you have a reasonably good level of insulation in your walls and your roof. It's essentially because you lose about maybe 10% of your heat out through your windows, but you lose about 2/3 of your heat from your house out through walls and roof. So it's kind of the last piece of the jigsaw. So for a long time, the priority was to insulate your walls and your roof. Mm-hmm. And now, because a lot of people have done that in the last couple of years, we've opened up the opportunity to upgrade the windows. But it makes sense to have it done in the context of having reasonably good walls or roof. So if your house was built maybe from 2000 on, there's a pretty good chance that you don't need to do any other work to your house. You can just get the windows and doors grant.
And how much is that grant for?
It's up to €4,000 for a detached house.
4,000 for a detached. Okay. And do you have to have, like, you know, a single pane glass first to get the upgrade?
No, or if your house is built before 2011 and you've got single or double glazed windows, then you can get the grant to upgrade them.
Okay. 1800 453 106, if you want to talk to Brian McIntyre yourself, or send us a voice note. It's 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. This listener, Brian, is looking to a large renovation of their home. They want to do an energy retrofit at the same time. Who do we contact first? The SEAI, the architect, or a one-stop shop builder? Or if all three, in what order would you do this?
You don't really need to contact the SEAI yourself. If you're going through a one-stop shop, they'll do that for you. I'd probably say to contact the architect first, but you can do the one-stop shop first if you like, but it's contact the architect, because you can discuss with them what you actually want to do to your house, what it's going to look like, and then work with them through the one-stop shop to get the actual work done then. You can go through the one-stop shop if you prefer, but
so
I would say...
So how does that work, the one-stop shop?
So they're going to do all the work for you. So you
have the SEAI, or is that separate to that?
It's a separate to that. So we have registered about 27 registered one-stop shops. So you go to a one-stop shop. You can do it directly yourself and say they'll come out and assess the house and see what needs to be done to get the B2 rating at the end of it. And then they just deliver all the works for you. So they basically hold your hand right through it. So you don't have to go find someone to do your wall insulation, someone else to do your roof insulation. They'll manage all that from start to finish through. They'll put in the application. And you don't actually pay the money up front and then have to claim the grant afterwards. You only pay the net amount. So if it was costing, like, it is a fair bit of money, but in the context of a big renovation, the energy work is a smaller part of that. So if just the energy work was costing maybe 55,000 and the grants were 25,000, you just pay the 30 grand up front. You don't have to pay the 55 and then claim the grant money back afterwards.
Okay. Listener has a house with a BER C2 rating, looking for new windows. I was initially told I'm entitled to a €3,000 grant for windows and 800 for each of the doors, but then I got a call back to say I'm not entitled to the grant. Am I or aren't I?
It sounds like you would be. Like I said, if the house is pre-2011, you can upgrade single or double glazed windows. With a C2 rating, I would expect that they would have good insulation in the walls and roof. So there shouldn't be any reason why they can't claim for that grant.
But it has to be pre-2011, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in order to get this grant, the windows and doors grant.
Yeah, it's a pre-2011
house. We've replaced our outside exterior doors last year. Couldn't afford to do the one-stop shop. Sorely disappointed to have lost out on the new grant this year. We need the windows upgraded now. Is that a grant of its own, or does it have to be combined with the doors grant?
Yeah, we do get a lot of questions about that. It's a separate grant. You can get the windows on their own, you get the doors on their own, or you get both of them. So that, yeah, they can absolutely go back and get the windows.
They can avail of that. My parents had the warmer homes grant and they got a new boiler, house wrapping and various other things to the home, both pensioners. Their house is over 30 years old and the windows are double glazed, but wooden, and they let in a huge amount of draft and water. Would they be entitled to apply for the new windows under the new scheme?
Yeah. There'd be no reason why they don't. If they've had the work done before, it would mean that the roof and their walls are in pretty good condition. So yeah, that can happen to older timber frame windows, that they kind of warp over time with the temperature
they
changes.
Need a lot of
and
minded,
they let in a lot of wind and moisture, yeah.
So either go to the one-stop shop or contact yourselves and find out more information about that. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number for your questions for Brian McIntyre from the SEAI today. We got a very poor attic insulation job done a number of years ago. Back, it's not up to current standards. Can I now get a grant to have it brought up to the current spec? Also, what spec should I look for when I'm getting quoted for replacing my 35-year-old windows? I have double glazing, but they need replacing.
Yeah, there's no issue with getting a grant to bring your attic insulation up. The only way it would be precluded if you had a grant to get the attic done before, but that doesn't sound like what they had done here. So in terms of the windows, what we look for is something called a HLI. So it's basically a measure of how much heat is lost out through your windows. So the lower that number is, the better. So it cannot be above 1.4. So if you want 1.4 or less is what you need to look for your windows. And that's, you'll have to work very hard to find windows that are higher than 1.4 anyway. It's kind of standard would be 1.4. So just ask for those. If you want to get double or triple glaze, if situations where triple glaze might be better, is they do have a better energy efficiency. But if you want sound insulation as well, if you live, say the front of your house is at a bit near a busy road, that gives you extra sound insulation for triple glazing. But ultimately, the heat loss through it is the ultimate thing. So 1.4, they typically go down to about 0.7, 0.8. But that's where it needs to look at.
Listener Brian wants to know, how can they ascertain the BER status of their house?
There is, if you go to BER search, if you just Google BER search, and it brings you to an SEI page, and you can put in either, if you don't have your BER number, the MPRN, which would be in the top, it's 11-digit number on the top of your electricity bill, and it can tell you what your BER is.
That'll tell you your current BER.
Exactly,
and if you want to get your status assessed, you need... what, an engineer out to assess it?
If you need to get one, you contact a BER assessor. So there's a list of registered BER assessors on the SEI website as well, if you just want to Google that. And it should cost somewhere, depending on the size of the house, it'd be about 200 to 300 euros.
To get the assessment.
Get
yeah, but I suppose that has implications then for your mortgage too, doesn't it? If you have a fixed term mortgage. So it could be worth getting that looked at. Listener wants to ask you, Brian, is it okay to get an exterior insulation alongside previously pumped insulation in a cavity wall?
Yep, that would actually be considered best practice if you were just insulating externally on a cavity wall house. They would recommend that you fill that cavity because what you don't want is air circulating in the cavity, because that will reduce the effectiveness of the insulation on the outside of the house. So that is actually best practice to fill that cavity and then wrap it on the outside.
They're wondering, would the walls be able to breathe or will it cause excess moisture?
It shouldn't do, not with more modern constructions of cavity walls.
And will there be a grant for them to do that?
Yep. There was a new, actually, there's one of the changes to the grant. If you had a grant for pumping the cavity wall before, you can now avail of a second grant to insulate that externally as well.
And what's that one called?
It's the external wall insulation grant.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
1800 453 106 is the number. Is there anything for a new gas boiler and regular valves?
No, we actually, as part of a European directive from the 1st of January, we cannot give financial incentives for fossil fuel boilers.
Okay.
So we haven't done that since probably about 2018 anyway. No grants for fossil fuel boilers, gas or oil. But we aren't allowed to under European directives now.
Okay. If a house is over 100 years old, stone built, what am I likely to require or need? And what percentage of grant will the one-stop shop take?
We do actually have, that home is what we would consider a traditional home with a stone built construction. We do have a traditional homes pilot for those that goes through the one-stop shop. So the first step, we would always recommend someone gets a traditional building professional, so like a conservation architect, for example, to come out and assess the house and see what's suitable for it. Because they're very much not a one-size-fits-all with traditional buildings. They're like fingerprints. They're very, very different. They can look similar and not all stone walls are the same. So you'd need to get someone out, a conservation professional that has experience in retrofit, to tell you what would be best for your house.
Okay. Listener has a BER that's B2. They say their doors and windows are quite poor though. The attic is rated good. The walls rated fair, but then I got them pumped a number of years back. It's a 1988 detached bungalow. Would I now qualify for that grant?
If it was fair and then it got pumped, there's a pretty good chance you, if you get a new BR, they will give you what the rating of the wall is now. So if you
have B2, they say. So
yeah,
it's
well,
high.
If it's B2, but if it's a rating that's based on that had the walls before they're pumped, so that would be a limiting factor now potentially, that if the walls are just are coming in as fair rather than what they would be now, that might be a limiting factor. So it's worth their while getting a new BR. It might actually be better than the B2. Because if they have that BR done before they got the insulation done in the walls. So I would recommend getting a new BR.
Listener got their house wrapped back in 2010. We got an SEAI grant for this at the time. We now want to do our windows. Will we qualify?
There's no issue there, yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's pre-2011, so they should
be
fine. So the fact you've got one grant doesn't prevent you from getting further grants.
No, it was an issue before. If you got a grant for wall insulation, say for pumping insulation to a cavity wall, you weren't allowed to go back and get a grant to insulate it externally, for example. But that's been changed as part of these new grant measures. So if you haven't got a grant for that measure before, so if you had a grant once for external wall insulation, you can go get your roof done, get your windows, heat pump, you get grants for those as well.
Listener says, if we buy my parents' house from them as first-time buyers, the house is 30 years old, the walls got pumped, but very little difference, attic isn't insulated, would we get a grant to cover the attic? What else might you recommend? Possibly looking into changing the layout, etc. We don't want a heat pump and it's oil heating.
Yeah, if they are there, essentially their first time buyers, and it's a pre-2011 house, so they could get the grant for that. I would then, like, if the walls aren't done, they said they were pumped.
Yeah, they were pumped.
But yeah, they're not precluded from any of the grants. They're first time buyers, so they could definitely apply for the attic insulation one anyway.
What's the difference between PVC and double glazed windows fitted in the 1990s and now the standards that are out?
The common ones now, triple glazing is much more common these days. Yeah. But PVC, the frames themselves are made in such a way that they actually stop the heat being lost out through the frames. Because before, those 1990s windows were just solid blocks of PVC with the glass put into them. So the heat was lost out through the frames as well. And the frame is about 20 or 30% of the actual area of the whole unit. So what you have now is the air gap between the panes of glass is bigger. And that means your air is actually the big insulator in the window as well. So you went probably had a 6 millimeter gap between the panes of glass, and now you might have 12 or 16 millimeters. Mm. So they're much more insulating than the standards in the 90s. The seals where you're opening and closing them would be better. They're more robust for a start. And even just the frames themselves are much more insulating. They keep the heat a lot longer.
One or two final questions on attic insulation grants. Do you have to pay up front and then claim back? Is there a standard grant for a detached house for that?
Yeah, for the standard grant for an attic for a detached house would be €1,500 to get the attic done. What was the first part?
So the standard attic, and then the final part of that question, where there's so many of them here now flying in. Let me get back to it. This listener's wondering about it. Who's the best person to assess your house for any upgrading works? Like, can you just get somebody to come out and assess what might be required?
A lot of people, well, you could contact a BR assessor because they'll assess what the status of the house is now, and they'll be able to tell you if it's a cavity wall, if it's been pumped, if there's insulation in the attic. So they'll be able to advise you. You can go through more detailed one through One Stop Shop, which is a home energy assessment, and they will give you an outline of what needs to be done and where that will bring you to in terms of BR. The previous question, actually, I do remember.
Yeah, it was paying up front and claiming back.
With the individual grants, you pay up front and claim the money back afterwards.
You get
paid within, say, 4 to 6 weeks after work is done.
And all the details available on your own website?
Yep, SEAI.ie.
Simple as that. For the moment, Brian McIntyre, Programme Manager at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland. Brian, thanks a million for answering listener questions here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.